Welcome to MPEP Presents, and we have got a show for you. Coming from a twisted mind that only wants to share with you, we might even impress you a bit with a crazy character or two. We invite you to wait with suspense and be prepared for a laugh or two.
Hello and welcome to DDOP 2020, episode 17. The last episode while I'm gone. While I'm gone! I hope you've enjoyed this little Pied Piper'd run. And like I said at the first one, if you want to hear the whole run, just let me know. And I'll get a free episode out of the deal and I'll drop it all together. Again, there's no rhyme or reason to my division other than timing. So here's where we left off last week.
And the wretched council's bosoms beat as the piper turned from the high street.
Talk about leaving you on a cliffhanger. The climax of the poem. We were right there. We were right on the cusp of hearing how this all ends. If you don't know, I don't know how to tell you. This is hundreds of years old. But here is the finale to the Pied Piper.
To where the Weser rolled its waters, right in the way of their sons and daughters. However, he turned from south to west, and to Kloppberg's hill his steps addressed, and after him the children pressed. Great was the joy in every breast.
He never can cross that mighty top! He's forced to let the piping drop, and we'll see our children stop!
When lo, as they reached the mountainside, a wondrous portal opened wide, as if a caravan was suddenly hallowed, and the piper advanced, and the children followed. And when all were in to the very last, the door in the mountainside shut fast. Did I say all? No, one was lame, and could not dance the whole way. And in after years, if you would blame, his sadness he was used to say,
"It's dull in our town since my playmates left. I can't forget that I'm bereft of all the pleasant sights they see, which the piper also promised me. For he led us, he said, to a joyous land, joining the town and just at his hand, when the waters gushed and the fruit trees grew, and the flowers put forth a fairer hue, and everything was strange and new. The sparrows were brighter than peacocks here, and their dogs outran our fallow deer, and honeybees had lost their sting, and horses were born with eagle's wings, and just as I became assured my lame foot would be speedily cured, the music stopped and I stood still and found myself outside the hill, let alone against my will, to go now limping as before and never hear that country more."
Alas, alas for Hamlin! There came into many a burgher's plate a text which says that at heaven's gate opes to the rich at an easy rate, and the needle's eye takes the camel in. The mayor sent to the east, west, north, and south, to offer the piper by word of mouth, wherever it was men's lots to find him, silver and gold to his heart's content, if he'd only return the way he'd went, and bring the children behind him. But when they saw 'twas a lost endeavour, and the piper and dancer were gone forever, they made a decree that lawyers never should think their records dated Dudley, if, after the day of the month and year, these words did not as well appear. Here,
and for so long after what happened here on the 22nd of July, 1376,
and the better in memory to fix the place of the children's last retreat, they call it the Pied Piper's Street, where anyone playing on the pipe or tabor was sure for the future to lose his labor, nor suffer they a hostelry or tavern to shock with mirth a street so solemn. But opposite the place of the cavern they wrote the story on a column, and on the great church windows painted the same to make the world acquainted how their children were stolen away, and there it stands to this very day. And I must not omit to say that in Transylvania there's a tribe of alien people who ascribe the outlandish ways and dress on which their neighbors lay such stress, to their fathers and mothers having risen out of some subterraneous prison into which they were trepanned long time ago in a mighty land, out of Hamlin town in Brunswick land, but how or why they don't understand. Sir Willie, let me and you be whippers, of score out with all men, especially pipers, and whether they pipe us freedom from rats or from mice, if we've promised them aught, let us keep our promise.
You have been listening to MPAT Studios Presents MPAT Variety Show, because we'd have no idea. This is produced under some Creative Commons license, 4.0 or whatever, which means you can't steal it, you can't use it for something else without crediting me and letting them know that J.G. Langjens performed this event. Other than that, I don't know the rest of the spiel. I'm sure I'll come up with it later. Have a good night.